Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Atlanta, it's Friday! It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man! It's good to have you listening on a Friday. We got a lot to chop up, a lot to get to, and we are packed with guests today. Chuck Smith's going to join us coming up in about 20 minutes. And I got to tell you guys, he got some really good news today we're going to tell you about from the NFL. But Chuck is going to help us break down this Tampa game, Mike. And guys keep asking, is your mind changing on this? No, I think it's going to be a tough game. We're going to talk to Chuck about the guys up front. Mike, is your mind changed at all on this game?
Again, I mean, anything can happen in the NFL, right?
That's right.
There's a part of me that, I'm never not going to be a Falcon fan. I've committed to this damn team, and I love this team. They never love me back, but I love them. But no, it's going to require a Herculean effort with a lot of guys really up in their game and no mistakes to beat Tampa Bay. I mean, it's not impossible because we see crazy upsets every year in the NFL. But it just was a kind of a shot to the system to see how bad we looked at times against Philly last Sunday.
It was
good early, but then, you know, will the real Falcon team please show up, right? Or sign in?
Sign in, yeah. So sign in and show up, preferably on Sunday. I go into everything I do saying I'm going to win. And if I don't win, then I try to find a way to win. And for us as fans, I'm not going into Sunday saying, it's no win situation. Like we said, you go in, you put your pants on, let's see what happens. I'm expecting us to go down there and win. Now, call me crazy. We'll see how they play. Now, if we get blown out again, Mike, then we got a whole nother discussion next week to talk about as to why this team is playing this way. But I don't think that's going to be the case. And, you know, last night is a prime example, guys. Raise your hand if you thought you're going to get another barn burner last night on Thursday Night Football, because most people were like, Giants, Redskins,
right,
backup quarterback. I mean, this was another great game last night.
It really was. And again, you know, NFC least and all the cliches about what you'd expect with a guy like Daniel Jones and Heineke. And Daniel Jones, by the way, going into that game was 4-0 against the Washington football team. But last night, man, that's why I said on Twitter, the NFL is the best TV show for a reason. Last night, you got all sorts of highlights, and you got the drama of a missed field goal, but the Giants are in the neutral zone, and then they get to re-kick 5 yards closer. So you got a crazy finish. You got big plays. I got screwed by a touchdown poacher on the Washington football team.
I know. Now, here's what's funny. I told Chris this, okay? This was behind the scenes yesterday. I literally told Chris, I'm going to go with Giants. I'm going to bet the Giants. And Chris goes, are you crazy? He's like, the Redskins, because I was talking about playing the over. And he was like, the Redskins won't score and this, that, and the other.
Right.
But I kept saying, I think I'm going to go Giants. And last night, by the way, I think they covered the 3, because I'm pretty sure they did. But the point is, Mike, the NFL, when you talk about betting and then whether you just like a team or not, it's so different. And this is what we were saying about getting back to our Falcons, guys. You think that we're going to lose by 2 touchdowns on Sunday? This is the NFL. I mean, these games are close. Last night it came down, Mike just told you, to a penalty and a kicker getting a chance to re-kick it to win the football game. So I don't care how we win. If we're able to win on Sunday, I don't care if it's 1 point. I don't care if somebody jumps off sides.
Right.
That gets us back to the Falcons. Anything is possible. But last night, Mike, I just want to mention this because we talk about, you know, Nick Sirianni and we talk about Joe Judge and all these new guys, Campbell in Detroit. You remember Nick Sirianni when he took over and he was like, I know you're wondering who I am. We're going to play tough and we're going to be mistake free. That wasn't the case last night. I mean, that team, they blew chances. They had opportunities. But, you know, even Daniel Jones runs for a long touchdown. Holding. They bring it back.
Yeah, Joe Judge, again, the discipline, he sounded, that's why he always joked around. He always sounds like a state trooper.
That's
you
right.
Know, who's not
that's
gonna,
right.
Who's not going to give you a break.
You know who I am.
But, I mean, the team just played undisciplined football. I mean, and you just touched on it. Key moments where they jumped off sides or, you know, were in the neutral zone or lined up improperly. So, yeah. I mean, And he was, you know, his big thing was detail oriented. You know, okay,
well, that's right.
You know,
yes.
Well, I mean, look, if you're gonna say it, you got to live it. And needless to say, his team's details were not oriented or taken care of. So the Giants lose a game that they very easily should have won. Daniel Jones, by the way, it's funny. I got guys now saying, "Can we get Daniel Jones?" Yeah, he can move.
Oh God.
I mean, I'm on Twitter last night. I'm like, you know, I'm gonna get off Twitter. I'm not gonna watch this. But no, Daniel Jones, guys, he usually beats Washington. He can't beat anybody else. Okay, so this guy's career. This is a year for him and for his general manager. Giants lose another offensive lineman. They've been trying to build an offensive line for three seasons. They, again, heaven forbid anything like that happens to us, so then we'll really be up a creek. But the Giants had to replace another lineman last night. And again, getting back to me, Carl, Antonio Gibson is my running back, and J.D. McKissick is poaching all the scores, man.
Yes, he was. That, he was like the go-to guy.
I'm sure a lot of people are asking, that's number one, who am I?
Yeah, yes. Who are you?
Well, maybe I can explain that a little bit better, but instead of saying, who am I?
Who are
I'm
you?
I'm telling you what's relevant in this conversation with being a coach of the New York Giants, what I'm about.
What are you about? I mean, what are you
what
about?
I'm about is old school physical mentality.
Okay, yeah. I remember that. You remember that? Joe Judge.
But again, they're going to go through three coaches in 6 years with the Giants if this guy doesn't start getting his together. Now
no, Mike, you know what? He's into cussing out referees on the sideline, Mike. He's into the game.
Yeah, the poor line judge is getting worked last night by Joe Judge. The guy, you can see it on TV. It's when you jump off sides and your head is over the football. That's pretty obvious for everyone to see.
Oh, man. Hey, guys, it's Dukes and Bell. It is Friday. Find us. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929, this radio station 929, the game. Follow us on Instagram and on the Twitch. Hey, we've got a lot going on. Chuck Smith in 10 minutes from now. We're also going to talk to Jason Longshore. Big weekend for Atlanta United as well. DC United comes in. We got to handle business. We'll get the 411 from Jason. And we're going to talk some baseball with Tony Gwynn Jr. Now, the Braves might go on the road. This is going to be a tough roadie. I mean, this is the last big road trip before we get that homestand to end the season, the last week of September. But this is one that we can't trip up, Mike. I mean, we still got to go out here and win some series.
It's the number one team in the major leagues, and we've talked so much about, we took two out of three from the Giants when they were here, and you and I were going, that's the big bad Giants everybody's been talking about? Well, after that, they just kept on trucking, and they just kind of, they're making runs, Carl. They'll win, six out of seven. You know, they always seem to be, like, winning eight or nine out of their last ten. They're on fire, and the Dodgers are on fire, too, but the Dodgers are still a game back, but it's a big game for the Giants. They've now just lost two in a row, and so the Dodgers still, I was talking to my buddy of mine who lives in L.A., Dodgers still think they're going to win this division. But it's going to come down to the Braves doing their part. We know that certainly, Carl, it was very frustrating to watch us go up against the Rockies. And this is a tougher team, but we've already taken two out of three. I'm still not – I know I should be, but I'm still not sold on the Giants. We'll talk to Tony Gwynn Jr. about it.
Yeah. All right. We got rained out yesterday. You guys know that game got postponed. So let's hope that, that game doesn't mean anything, but it might. And we might end up having to play eight at the end of the day. So Braves, more on the Braves coming up. Ian Anderson, as Mike likes to say, Mr. Anderson. He was originally scheduled to pitch the finale against the Rockies, pushed back to Friday start against the Giants. So we will see what he is all about. All right. Also want to tell you guys, as we talk more NFL today, our buddy Corey Miller, Mike, 4 o'clock, we're going to head to South Carolina. Right. Give our listeners the background of Mr. Miller, man.
Corey played for the New York Giants at the end of LT's run. He's been in the NFL for 10 years. He's just a great guy. I've known him for years. He used to work with me in another station and fill in from time to time, but he does radio and TV in Columbia, South Carolina.
Yes, he does.
It really dialed in. He is two octaves lower. Seriously, you'll listen. You'll have to adjust the treble on your speakers. He's two octaves lower than Michael Clark Duncan. I always tell the story about when Corey, one time he crashed at my place, and he goes the next morning, he goes, "I think I pulled the lamp off the ceiling." Like, what? Because he's just a huge individual.
He is a big dude.
He goes, "It was blowing too cold." And like, I mean, the ceiling fan is like cockeyed out of the ceiling. But anyway, Corey is he's a great dude, and he'll give us the lowdown on what's going on with South Carolina, and also what's up with Clemson, too, because he covers all that stuff.
All right, man. That's coming up. It's part of our dog report. We'll go around college football. Huge games again this weekend. You know my theory. Every weekend's a playoff game, and somebody is going to trip up this weekend. I don't think it's going to be the Dogs, but somebody's going to slip up. And also, we'll talk to Dave Archer as part of our Falcon report today. Get our keys in for the game, guys. We do have keys. We're not just saying this is a no-win situation. We have things that we can do to beat the Bucks. They're not invincible. They're good, but not invincible. So Dave Archer around 5 o'clock. Hey, headlines brought to you as always by our friends at ATL Live Well. Low testosterone doesn't have to keep you down. They can help. Call ATL Live Well today. Don't just live, live well. What's your day been like, man? What you been doing?
Well, so far, so good. I don't want to jinx it, but for the first time in a couple of months, I am back in the crib. I'm up in the Mike Mann loft upstairs here at home on the south side.
Nice.
Had the guys from Xfinity come out. I gave a shout-out to Edwin. I told Edwin, I said, if I can do the radio show on Friday without a hitch, you two are getting 2 free tickets to Atlanta United. So far, so good. But no, it's funny. They're going to have to come here next week and literally bury some brand new. Carl, the cable is brand spanking new. Like running all over my house. I got brand new cable. So hopefully it stays okay. And then I can do the show without pants on like you have the last couple of months.
Yeah, it's been nice. I'm looking down at myself right now. It's been nice.
Good day today. But no, I was at the gym and I was talking to another. I want to give a shout out to Rodney, who's a big Falcons fan. He's also a big Georgia fan. And 2 questions. He's like, are we really this bad? And I said, Carl and I have been going round and round on this. I said, it's just, I don't think we're as bad as we were, but I don't know how much better we're going to be than what we saw on Sunday. And I'm not trying to be as positive as can be. Clean up the penalties. You know, we might have had. Could you imagine how different the game is if it's 14-7 or 10-7? You know, and we've got touchdowns, like at least 2 on the board. That changes how the Eagles do their jobs, but we couldn't dictate that on Sunday.
Well, and you know what else it does? Again, I don't think we go from the run game. We went completely away because we had to.
Right.
If we score, and it is what you're talking about, if it's 3 points or 6 at that point in the game, you're still able to run the ball, handle the clock a little bit better, take some more pressure off of handling that pass rush. But you teed Matt up. And when you did that, you basically, when we get down, you know, 21 points or whatever it was, it is a wrap. You have to throw the ball. And we said that being one-dimensional is hard to do in the NFL. And I don't care if you're Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, pick your quarterback. So you're right. That was a big part of last week. Getting in the red zone and not kicking field goals. Listen, I always will take points. You guys see me, you know, crying about it and being about it on Sunday saying, take the points, coach, because you don't pass that up. I don't want to get in the mode that Quinn got into, okay, right. And I don't want to make the comparisons here because I want Arthur Smith to be judged on his own. But Quinn got into this whole thing, Mike, where we weren't doing anything in the red zone and he'd just go for it. And then we wouldn't get it. And then right. You passed up everything. You didn't even give yourself a chance to score 3 points. So,
you know, it's just something that we expect to see more out of our star player. Everybody wants to see us open up the Christmas present with Kyle Pitts. And everybody maybe doesn't realize how difficult being a tight end in the NFL is as a rookie. Fans don't want to hear that, but we got to see more from him, Carl, down at Tampa.
All right, man. We're going to talk to Chuck Smith coming up. I'm going to tell you what I was doing a little bit later on. I feel like a man today, Mike. I feel, you know, some things make you feel like a man. All right. Chuck Smith will join us. What's he think about up front? How do we handle these guys? Can we handle them? It's coming up next on Dukes and Bell. Oh, you know what that music is. It's not for Mike and I. It's for Chuck Smith.
Sing it,
that's
Carl.
His intro music right there, baby.
Chuck came somewhere back long ago.
Doobie Brothers on a Friday. And Chuck joins us now on the WadeForward.com hotline. What's going on, Chuck?
Mike, don't sing and mess up my moment, man. You got 4 hours a day, Carl. And you gonna come and sing my doobies?
Hey, Carl.
There's a meaning behind it, Mike. What does a fool believe? Think about it. Does a fool believe that you can go in training camp? You don't play no preseason game. You must think I'm a fool to think you're gonna come out and have success? Come on, man.
What a fool believes. All right, buddy boy. So this was something we debated all preseason because some teams did it this way, other teams didn't. But then you hear Dean Pease say that some of these guys were in this for the first time, and it showed. So, I mean, it just the optics are pretty bad on this, Chuck, from the first week.
I agree with you, but the optics are bad throughout the entire NFL. This isn't just an Atlanta issue. I'm hearing teams around the whole 32 talking about this. But guess what, y'all? It was unprecedented, right? We've had 3 preseason games. Now we got more regular season. So guess what? Now we have learned. History was made this year. Because now guess what a lot of teams are going to do next year, guys? They're going to play their guys in the preseason.
Of course. You're right. They are. It's Chuck Smith. And Chuck, is it me, Chris, or is it a little muffled? I'm not sure. I just want to make sure our listeners are able to hear Chuck. Either way,
am I muffled?
A little bit. He sounds okay. Okay. I just want to make sure because I'm asking our engineer. Hey, so let's talk about
I want to ask you this question because I just got a tweet. Okay. And, you know, Twitter can be crazy. And a guy says to me, Dukes, you know the Falcons aren't going to win this game. They're in rebuild, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, Chuck, I just want to ask you, how many times in your career did you go into a game that you guys allegedly had no shot, no chance, and you went in and you played your asses off and you made it a game, and in some cases, you won those games? Doesn't that happen every Sunday in the NFL?
You're so right, Carl. It happens all the time. And in my career, man, we played in the era with the greatest teams of all time. I saw the Cowboys with Emmitt. I saw Steve Young and the Niners. And even the greatest show on turf, there were games where people didn't give us a chance. But guess what? I've seen games where we got to the end. We made plays. They might have overlooked us. And there are many games I played in, Carl, where we had a shot. And, you know, things didn't go our way. We might not have been just good enough. But, man, listen, if the Falcons were to beat the Buccaneers, I've seen bigger, if we're going to call it an upset, I've seen bigger upsets in NFL history. So let's not act like the Falcons winning would be some historical accomplishment. But, again, they're an underdog for a reason.
It is Big Chuck Smith, guys, who makes a living teaching guys how to rush the passer and get more out of your defensive line. Well, this offensive line is going up against another stud defensive line. We all know about Ndamukong Suh and Vita Vea, Golston, JPP. The linebackers are good, too, man. You know, Levante David, Devin White, Shaq Barrett's a guy that had a career year a couple years back. So, I mean, is this going to be same as the last week, or just as simply a matter of manning up? Is there anything, Chuck? I mean, like we said, unless you're going to keep, like, you know, a couple of running backs or the fullback behind one of these guys, what else can you do?
Well, Chuck, before you get to that, let's get to Big on Big.
Chuck Smith previews the offensive and defensive lines. Big on Big on Dukes and Bell.
All right, answer that thing, man. Hey, what do you think?
Look at the production elements on this show, Carl.
I love it. All right, guys, let's first go Big on Big. Let's go Big, Shaq Barrett at left edge versus Caleb McGarrett, right tackle. Here's an issue right here, guys. Number one, Shaq Barrett is the equivalent of OCM and Yuri. He has more tools, more moves than probably anyone in the game. He's the 2019 sack king. And my big thing with Caleb McGarrett, hey, man, he's slow-footed. You know, the bottom line is this isn't a good matchup for the Falcons, in my opinion. But I'm going to tell you guys in a second how a certain personnel group can help Caleb McGarrett. But my thing is this. He was drafted first round. You got to step up. I don't care if you're slow-footed, big-footed. I don't care if you're no-footed. You got to step up, all right? Now, number two right here, guys. Now, on the right, on the other edge, Vincent Pierre-Paul, JPP. And, Mike, I once actually told you that this cat could get sacked throughout a film, man, but that's a whole other argument for another day on another show, all right? So, look, versus Jake Matthews. Listen, Jake is playing well. But imagine this. This is the way if you've ever stood up and seen Scottie Pippen, look at JPP as
Chuck. I think we lost him. All right, let's try to redial Chris and get him back. Because again, some of our listeners saying he's muffled. That's what I'm hearing, but I want to make sure. Again, sometimes what I
hear.
Is what you guys hear. What's up?
Somebody doesn't want. It's the man. It's hassling Chuck. They want to get the information out there. Chuck is spitting truth, Carl. He's dropping bombs, and the man is keeping this information from the people.
All right, so appreciate the input on Twitter and on our text line, because guys are saying, man, I hear you and Mike. I'm having a little trouble hearing Chuck. We want to make sure you guys get a chance to hear what he's saying. He's talking about Shaq Barrett, Caleb McGarry in the matchup, and why that's going to be an issue for McGarry. So when we get him back on, we'll let him finish. He's talking about Big on Big, guys. We do this on Fridays. Get a preview of what's going on up front. We always talk about the shiny pieces. What's going on up front? So that's one of the reasons why Chuck is on, and then we come back on Tuesdays, and we kind of review what happened, and, you know, we see where things are at. But hopefully we'll get him back here in just a second.
But Carl, this is why you and I, and I, you know, we always seem like the last 5 or 6 years we've been talking about this. You know, O-line was a concern, you know, in the 13 and 14 seasons that were lost seasons. 15, we had to go and make some moves last minute with Lavitre. Alex Mack really did secure things, but it was a guy like Chris Chester. See, he doesn't have to be a pro bowler, you know, and we were hoping, and I was maybe of the opinion that this year in the offseason, that Terry Fontenot was going to go find our next Chris Chester, you know, maybe just the right guy that can plug in. And maybe Josh Andrews, who at best, Carl, to describe some of these guys are journeymen, right? And maybe when Josh Andrews comes back from busting the hand, which again threw off some of the schedule, as Arthur Smith likes to say, about what he was expecting to use at left guard, and hopefully he can do better than the rookies who are learning on the job. But this is why we've been harping on it. All the things we want to do stem from this O-line. And it's just, I just think too many people and too many fans, whether they're the casual fan, even the fan who follows it, they just think it's video game. Well, the quarterback could just run around. No, and then Philip Mahomes would have won the Super Bowl, right? Or Lamar Jackson would have won the other night against the Raiders. It's just not that simple.
All right, just getting word, Chuck's line is jacked, all right? So we're going to hopefully try to catch back up with him. If not, we will do this on Tuesday following up the game, guys, but we're not going to torture you guys through muffled conversation. It's just that's not what we do. So it's one of those things. We tried to call him back, and we get him back on the line, but hopefully we'll get a chance to clear that up. All right. I'm with you, Mike. And getting back, I just wanted to update our listeners because I know.
And by the way,
what else did he say?
Michelle King Hart, who follows us on Twitter, says, "Damn right, Mike, the man trying to hold Chuck down." So, no, we love Chuck, and he drops bombs, and he's been straight up about this, you know, for years. And we always wondered why he couldn't. And fans always, when they hear Chuck, they're like, "Damn, wish Chuck could get more involved with the Falcons." And he has, you know, drifted in and drifted out from time to time in different coaching staffs. But you know, Chuck certainly does know what he's talking about, and he makes good coin doing it, getting guys ready for the draft, helping teams, etc. As we said.
Yeah, and I do want to give him some love. I was going to do this while he was on, but and I think it's, you know, again, we talk about credibility and one of the reasons why we get him on. Yes, we know he played for the Falcons and he's here in the ATL, but he is now a consultant with NFL operations and the league office on all things defensive line, appointed by Troy Vincent. Now, Troy Vincent's been with the NFL for a while, but this is, again, just more credibility for Chuck to say, hey, look at the things that I'm doing around the league. And the other thing is, Mike, he trained five of the guys we're going to see on that D-line at some point in their career. Kevin Minter, Golston, Khalil Davis, Shaq Barrett. So this is something when we say it all happens in the offseason and guys are asking me, well, can't you do some of this? Not really. The things you get better at, Steph Curry ain't shooting 500 jumpers during the season, guys. You do that in the offseason. That's where you get better. You learn. You work on these techniques. So I only put that out there to say that I think Chuck is pretty much knowing what we're going to see because he's had these guys up close and personal, or at least a bunch of them.
Look, they're really good. That's why I think you look at what the Cowboys did, especially when they really took the running game away, how the Cowboys were able to handle all that knowing that Dak was going to drop back 60 times, you know, on that game to start the season last Thursday. They've had an extra couple of days because they played Thursday to get ready. I've heard other folks, and I read some blogs out of Tampa. We talked to Rick Stroud the other day. Yeah, Tampa Bay's looking at that, and they're licking their chops. So how do we X and O it and try to put our guys in a better place? But at some point, our guys are just simply going to have to man up and get the job done. It's a daunting task. I mean, as we said earlier, nothing is impossible. Hey, what am I? Hey, I'm tough. Nothing is impossible. Kevin Garnett, no, wait. But no, but this is going to require these guys to really reach and find something they couldn't, a gear they didn't have last week.
All right, 404-741-0929. Chuck says he's trying to work through that. If we can get him back, we will. We'll grab him for a couple of minutes. But if not, again, we'll push forward. But that's the deal, guys. And he's saying that's a matchup. Shaq Barrett, Caleb McGarry was his big on big. Let's take a look at that. Watch that on Sunday and see what happens. If we can win some of those battles, and, you know, if he doesn't have three sacks on the day, then I'd call it a W. And for that matter, pressures, Mike. It's not even sacks, right? It's just pressures.
And that's just it. I mean, we're not going to go back to the Mike Smith. For those younger guys and new to Atlanta, Smitty was like, sacks are overrated. They don't tell the whole picture.
Yeah.
And there is some truth to that. You don't have to get the sack if you can get the quarterback off the spot where he's got to make a throw when he's not balanced and a ball is an incompletion, something like that. So there are times where, yes, it doesn't tell the whole story. But then you look at other teams that get after it, and they get after that ass, and they change everything, and they make the quarterback uncomfortable. How do you think Tom Brady's lost some Super Bowls? When people have got him off the spot and put him on his butt.
Yeah.
It matters.
It does, guys. All right, it's Dukes and Bell. We got plenty more to dive into. Jason Longshore is on the way. Atlanta United, big match on Saturday. We'll shift gears, talk about that as we are now in the playoffs as we speak. How much further can we move down in the standings? We'll talk to Jason next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
On Tuesday, guys, again, moving forward, we'll come off the weekend, see what he's thinking about what happened, win or lose, and he'll be on every week, guys, so you get plenty of opportunities to hear Chuck, but more coming up on the Falcons. Right now, I want to remind you, join Atlanta United today, right? Friday the 17th, that's today, from 5 until 8 at El Tesoro. For a special Five Stripes Friday brought to you by Jägermeister, guys, the official shot of the Atlanta United. For more details, visit ATLUTD.com/Five Stripes Friday. They're doing more of this, obviously, and people are getting out, so it's a great opportunity today. It's 5 until 8 o'clock at El Tesoro. All right, make sure you make your way out there. Hey, let's talk to our buddy Jason Longshore about what's going on with the Five Stripes. Big match tomorrow against DC United. Jason, welcome back into the show. Let's recap, though, because Mike and I were very excited with the last match and the way this team, this squad has been playing. And, you know, we've been asking you all season. It seems like it's getting better and better and better. All right, so now what do you attribute the reason we're having the kind of success we're seeing and the fun we're seeing right now?
The team's healthy is one of the biggest things, and we've talked about it all year, like missing pieces at different points. It's been close. I've felt like it's been really close a lot this season, and you get healthy, you get Barco in great form coming off of an Olympic run, very confident, and you add a player like Luis Araujo, that unlocks a whole lot of things. And I've talked about it the last couple of weeks, seeing Araujo and his impact on this attack. You now have three of the best dribblers in the league, in Araujo, in Moreno, and in Barco. And when you're going against that, you can have your defense set up to deal with maybe one great dribbler. You can have your spacing. You can have a free man. All those things are factors that you go into building a defensive strategy. But we've seen Araujo beat defenders, not at will, but you know, 3-4 times a game on the dribble. Moreno, 2-3 times a game. Barco, 2-3 times a game. That's a lot of 1v1s that cause breakdowns. When there's a breakdown, somebody else has to come cover the player who just got beaten. What does that do? It opens up space for the other guys in that group and for Joseph Martinez. So now it's just a really hard team to defend.
I was trying to use a basketball analogy, Jason, for guys that aren't the biggest soccer fans. It was like having three Allen Iversons out there. You know what I mean? The way you just way you're attacking and the finishing. I will say this, and that's why I told Carl, I know that Cincinnati at this stage is a lesser opponent because we've really got our house in order right now, and everybody, to your point, is healthy. But man, the quality of the goals, and is that goalkeeper that really bad, or was it you could just tip your cap to the stuff we put out there?
It's quality. I mean, go back through them. We'll go backwards. The free kick from Barco. You know, catches the goalkeeper leaning a little bit, but it's perfectly placed from Barco. And he picks that out. He sees what the goalkeeper's doing and plays off of that. The third goal, the second goal from Joseph on the night, the patience from him to work the center back, Haglund, into the position that he wanted, using him almost as a screen to the goalkeeper and playing it behind him into the far side netting. That's so hard to do, and it just takes a level of composure that not a lot of players have. Goal number two, Joseph's first on the night, was a perfectly executed free kick. It's delivered from Araujo. Alan Franco, you know, makes the run that is timed perfectly, redirects it back across, and you can see Franco jumping up and down before Joseph has even put the ball in the back of the net because he knows that's a goal, and it's something they've worked on. And then the opening goal from Araujo, I mean, it's just class. He takes off like a rocket, beats two defenders just on the run. Doesn't even have to nutmeg anybody this time, doesn't even have to throw a no-look pass into the mix. He just outruns two defenders and slots it home. You know, this is a team that is scoring good goals because you have talented attacking players.
Jason Longshore, analyst for Atlanta United. Tomorrow's match, guys, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 3:30 kick. So let's talk about what they present, and I'm talking about DC United. Are they better than what we saw earlier in the season? How are they playing now?
I don't think they're better than we saw at Audi Field, and I think that match was a little bit closer than the 2-1 win for Atlanta might indicate. DC created some good chances in that, and Ola Kamara had a bad night in front of goal. He's leading the league in goals with 16 now on the season. He had a first-half hat trick on Wednesday night. He relies on service. He got pretty good service in that game. Atlanta's going to have to be better defensively out wide, and that's probably going to be down to George Bello and Brooks Lennon to defend Julian Gressel and Kevin Paredes. If you can limit the service to Ola Kamara, you limit Ola Kamara's effectiveness. He's not going to beat people on the dribble. He's not going to get a lot of service from central locations either. DC's a team that wants to build up the play from wide positions. Atlanta will have an opportunity to exploit DC in the middle of the park. And that's where I think a player like Marcelino Moreno is so important in this match to flip the field and be able to create from a central role. We know Barco will come inside. We know Araujo is comfortable coming inside. It can create overloads, but Moreno can be that player to hurt DC. And we know what Gressel can do. Obviously, we've seen it so many times here in Atlanta, but Paredes on the left side is also a problem for DC. Atlanta has to be better defensively wide. DC has to be better defensively centrally.
It's a Jason Longshore, guys, at Longshoe on Twitter. He and Mike Conte will have the pregame for you at 3 and then 3:30, as we mentioned, DC. And I tell you what, Carl, it's kind of cool when you go to – it's like my fourth trip at Mercedes-Benz in like 8 days between the Falcons and United. And normally we get a little nervous about these compressed, you know, schedules. But I just thought that, you know, the depth we're seeing, you know, guys coming in. And also, Jason, talk about the confidence from the way they're playing. It just seems like there was no joy in the first quarter or first half of the season, and it seems like there's a lot of love and a lot of joy right now out there.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it comes from the vibe that Rob Valentino got started and then Gonzalo Pineda has continued to enhance. Just, it's just a fun group to be around right now. I think Araujo coming into the group as well. It was funny to hear him after the match on Wednesday that he talked about how accepted he's been by his new teammates, how he's fit right in. And he said he's a little crazy. And, you know, for them to accept him and just everybody to get on really well and get along really well, that's been cool to see. And I think the biggest thing, and you're right, in these compressed schedule sections, Mike, like when things go bad, bad momentum starts to snowball. But when things go well, when it's a compressed schedule, you want to play every 2-3 days
right,
because everything is just feeling so good. And that's where it is right now. You know, you have to manage minutes, and Miles Robinson he missed training today. He's going to get a few days off because you go back and look at his summer. You know, it's been nonstop between the national team, between Atlanta United. You have to manage that part, but the depth. George Campbell is showing that he is completely comfortable and confident playing at this level. Anton Walk. Alan Franco sets a club record for assists as a center back in the last match. You've got depth. You've got to rotate and keep people fresh, but you want to play right now because everything feels good on the pitch.
Barco's been involved in 9 of the 15 goals since the beginning of August. Why has he been so good?
Simply,
yeah,
he's good. He's an incredibly talented player.
He's healthy.
And now we're getting a chance to see it consistently. And I think that's the difference. He's not a different player. Like, he's not doing anything differently as a player.
Okay, so
he's
then
been this guy.
Okay, so then, but why is he having more success then? If he's been this guy.
He's mature. He's
okay.
More mature. He's, I mean, one, you know, he got here as an 18-year-old. I think at times we forget that maybe because of the transfer fee price and expectations, but he was a teenager. And he moved to a different country. And then you go back to those teams, and this is the, I think, what is really different for him. You go back through 2018. Whose team was that in the midfield? Who did the team play through? Miguel Almiron.
Yeah.
2019, 2020, who did the team play through in the midfield? Pity Martinez. Who is the team playing through in the midfield now at their best?
Barco.
Ezequiel Barco.
Right.
Moreno has proven to be a great complement. Araujo is a great player you want to play to in your build-up, but I want Barco on the ball, pulling the strings. And that's what he did at Independiente as a teenager. Smaller club, you know, different expectation level, everything's different. But here, they've handed him the keys, and he's killing it right now.
And as we said, it just – and I, Jason, I said love and joy. I mean, I, like, what? It's just Carl – I've been gushing to Carl the last couple of home games when we're scoring, like, seven goals in two games. You know, and even Brooks Lennon could have made it eight. We had Brooks on the show yesterday. It just seems like everything is clicking because, we were spoiled rotten those first two seasons. And it just seems like – remember the run we got at, when things started to click for DeBoer? But this seems more like Tata.
Yep.
Is that because of the style of play? We just got the speed, the athleticism. And, oh, by the way, what about the job a guy like Joseto does? Does that get lost in the shuffle? Because we kept asking you about who's going to replace Nagby. Who's the glue guy in the middle or the guy that, for lack of a better word, gets it from the back of the field to the front of the field?
I mean, you nailed it. If you want to play the hashtag replacement game, and I know that's a popular game around here when we start talking about guys from 2017 and 18. Josetu's the guy. Like, what he's done, you look at the numbers, compare the numbers, compare the passing percentages, compare what they do on the pitch. Josetu has become that guy. And I don't think it's an accident that he's in such great form with a fellow Brazilian coming into the team in Araujo. You know, that helps. It's little things like that that can help that chemistry, help everything fit. And winning's contagious. Good play is contagious. You know, Mike and I, we talked about this earlier this year where it was about style, and you were upset, I think, with the style. And I said, it's not so much the style, it's the lack of the final product. They're not scoring goals.
Right.
Now you're getting a pretty similar style with more play centrally. That's the biggest change from coaching staff. But you're getting goals. So it has a completely different feel. And it's contagious, and it's contagious throughout the whole team and throughout the whole roster.
We're seeing it. All right, let's continue to move down in the standings. If the line started, you know, right now, we're in there. We're in the playoffs. But, guys, we got to keep winning. Tomorrow, D.C. United. Jason will have the call with our guy, Mike Conti, and coverage starting at, 3 here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game? Kick is at 3:30.
Pre-game at 3. Kickoff will be at 3:50.
3:50. Okay, glad you said that. So make sure you tune in and check things out, guys. Let's keep winning. Jason, great job as always, man, and thanks for filling us in on why this team is having success, because I keep getting that question. Isn't this the same team? It's really not, but more importantly, the guys are playing together, and we're seeing that. Jason, thanks again.
Thanks, y'all.
Hey, by the way, I'm going to try to kill Turtle tomorrow, Carl. He's going to the game with me, Chris, our producer.
Yeah.
And last time I took Chris, they did not have a full liquor bar. They were just reopening things. So it's going to be on like Donkey Kong on Don. He might not make it to work on Monday, Carl.
I've seen it happen. Hey, man, coming up, NFL Blitz next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.